In the name of Allah, our Creator, may His mercy be on our listeners. All characters and events portrayed in the series are fictional. Any resemblances are purely coincidental. Parental guidance is advised for sensitive listeners. Previously on Prison.
No, no, Asya!
Isa, Isa! Shh! Wake up, buddy.
No, Yusuf!
Wait, drink some water. You're shaking like a leaf. Are you okay?
It's nothing new. Just memories of the irrevocable past that haunt a man in a state of sleep. Just memories.
You sure you're okay?
Yeah, it's the guilt of taking another man's life. Perhaps this is nature's way of executing justice. I still hear the sounds of those bullets resonating in my head when I think of it, Yusuf. The rage which overtook me in those moments was almost a bloodlust.
What was that?
What was what?
That sound. Didn't you hear it? It sounds like there's somebody in the yard.
I didn't hear anything, but let me go check quickly. All clear. It's just the wind.
Thank Allah. I was so worried.
Mommy, I know it's difficult after what happened, but we need to keep our heads above the water.
Musa, your daddy killed a man. Do you have any idea how severe the repercussions are?
Yes, severe enough to have daddy locked up behind bars.
Yes, and that's not even talking about the fact that there might be people out there wanting to take revenge.
Mommy, let's be practical. Those guys who attacked us have no idea that daddy's arrested.
I was thinking that you should go back to campus now. I can manage running the shop on my own.
Nah, I've applied to complete what's left through UNISA. And then it's articles, so it's no use going back anyway. Besides, I enjoy helping at the shop. Don't stress about it.
And then it's the debut.
Debut?
Your first samosa run, of course.
Are you serious?
What do you think? In fact, I completely forgot to tell you. Auntie Fati is already arranging your first one as we speak. So there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Not to be a pessimist, but let's hope it's not another oncoming train.
Look who's actually eating today.
Give me a break, Ross. You try going on a hunger strike and then we'll talk.
Yeah, well, I told you it wouldn't be worth it.
It would never have been worth it if my wife didn't decide to go AWOL on me when I needed her the most. I have no idea why Zaida still hasn't been here to see me. Her excuse better be brilliant, or else I'll never forgive her.
And now, on Prisoner.
Yusuf, something happened to Malala. I just spoke to the guard on duty and Malala was rushed to hospital.
What? What happened to him?
I have no idea. The guard just said that Malala was greening out again and there is nothing new. I don't know, man. It doesn't make sense. He was absolutely fine when I spoke to him earlier.
Greening out? Wait, doesn't that refer to a weed overdose? If I'm not mistaken, it includes acute cannabis psychosis, right?
That's gibberish to me. Yeah, I thought you're such a bicharo. How do you know all of this?
I was exposed to the aliens called campus students. And hey, just because I may be innocent doesn't make me naive. The important thing is it's not anything fatal. But what worries me is what made him OD.
Tabo, how are you doing today?
Okay.
How was your day yesterday, Tabo?
Very bad.
Oh no. Why, Tabo?
Because I smoked all as well again. And then the tuberculosis came for me. I couldn't stop shaking. I was so cold. I couldn't breathe. And then I was vomiting. And then I started seeing the spooks again.
Tabo, you know, that's not the tuberculosis. That's what the Zol does to our body and our minds. It makes us hallucinate, so we see the spooks. Now, please tell me, why did you smoke the Zol again? You are doing so well, Thabo.
The Zol makes me feel happy. When I don't smoke too much of it, I was cooking for Joseph, like how Mama showed me. And Mama, ish, Mama.
Thabo, take a deep breath. Now, close your eyes and take another one. Feeling better? Now relax. Relax. You're safe now. Tell me, what's troubling you?
Mama. Mama.
The therapist's coaxing sense, Malala pipes down memory lane as he recalls the reasons for his grief.
Mama, I'm hungry.
Go sleep, Baba. When Tate gets back, we'll eat.
But Mama,
there's no food, Baba. Mama's too sick to go find some.
Don't worry, Mama, I'll go find some. Sick and we have no food to eat. Can you please give me something?
Okay, wait here. Take this.
Thank you, miss. Mama, Mama, yeah, I got food for us.
Did you steal it?
No, Mama, no, I never steal the food. The white madam gave it to me. I won't steal. I promised you. I won't break it, Mama.
Well done, Baba. Don't ever break that promise. Take a piece of metal, Baba, and put wires through it.
Why, Mama?
To warm some water for us, Baba. Go to that light outside. Put that wires on it and then put everything in a bucket of water. The water will get hot. Please, don't touch the wires, Baba.
Okay, Mama. Mama, Mama, I did it. The water is hot. Mama, wake up. Dade. Daddy!
I'm a child.
Daddy! There's something wrong with Mama.
Ah, when I stop crying, just let me. I'm a child.
Daddy, Mama's not breathing.
Just go push him. Maybe he can breathe. Patricia, wake up! Patricia, wake up, man! Hey, you play? Hey, she's coming! Oh, she's dead!
Will we have a funeral like how the white madam had for her mother?
When Mama, she dated virus me. Go start digging the hole for the body, me. You can't leave body here. We need to do body now.
No, Tate. We can't leave Mama alone, Tate, in the hole, Tate.
Stop crying. Stop crying. Tate, please. No. You're hurting me. Please, Tate.
Thabo, Thabo. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. No one is hurting you. Shh. Open your eyes, Thabo.
Mama is dead. Mama is angry with Thabo. Thabo broke a promise. Thabo is in jail and Mama is angry. But it was a mistake. Ish, a mistake.
Thabo, Mama is not angry. But when you smoke the Zol, then Mama gets sad. You see that Zol, Thabo? It makes you scared and sad after you smoke it. Mama wanted you to be happy. Remember what you told me last time?
Yes, Tabo means happiness.
Happiness seems to be out of reach for many more, as Zaina finally manages to contact her friend, Felizana.
Hello? Sana, is that you?
Who is this?
Sana, it's Zaina.
Why are you calling me?
Because I thought we were friends.
Were, darling. We were friends before your dad was arrested. You know, it's a pity to see the fall of the Zaid Empire, especially watching Princess Zaina plunging back down to Earth. I'm almost sorry. Actually, no, I'm thankful. One woman's loss is another's gain.
Thanks, Sana, for showing me just how naive I am to think you're any different from the rest of our fake society.
Pleasure, Zay. You trained me well. Now, if you don't mind, I have important people to speak to.
Sure, Zana. Although, since you are building your own kingdom on the ruins of my reign, here's a friendly warning. Pay some attention to the foundations of your fortress. Spineless soldiers never succeed, and eroded soils never yield.
What?
Best of luck, Zana. Ciao, ciao.
Zakira and Zaina, before the mean girl attack. It's easy to blame others for not being true friends, but what about being true? We all want to have true friends, but the quality of our friends depends on us. If we want to have true friends, we should be a true friend ourselves. It's easy to treat people the way they treat you, but that's a mentality of monkey see, monkey do. Treat others as you would like to be treated, and Allah will be pleased with you.
Zaina is abandoned by her best friend. Zaina seeks comfort from Asif, a man from her past.
So, when last did you see your husband?
I haven't seen him since he was arrested.
What? Are you serious?
These Louboutins will not simply grace prison floors.
Well, the time has come for you to do so, Dor.
Whatever do you mean? I am about to completely erase the memory of Zubair Zaid, and you want to revise it? No thanks.
Zaira, as your lawyer and your ardent admirer, you really need to hear me out.
This better be good. You risk becoming as boring as Zubair.
Sheesh, you are a feisty piece of work, eh? No wonder Zubair burnt his fingers.
If you can't handle the heat, why are you still here?
Relax, I'm just joking with you. On a serious note, you really need to get that divorce. Not only so that we can make nikah, but by staying in this marriage, from a legal point of view, it looks bleak.
Shh. Zaina's here. She doesn't know yet.
So when are you going to tell her about it?
I don't know. But anyway, if that's your proposal, you need to work on it. Facts may win many a case for you. But are you proposing to be my legal representative, or better half?
Both. But in order to be the latter, I first need to become the former.
You don't need any further evidence to prove the hopelessness of my current marriage. It doesn't pay me anymore. Not to mention the horrific effects it's had on my reputation. If I don't leave Zubair now, he's going to drag me right down to the bottom of the social and financial hierarchy.
I thought you were in love with Zubair. So what happened to love conquers all? Huh, Zaira?
Really? Are you still suffering from those ancient insecurities? Think, if I married you at the time, we both would have remained the peasants we were. You should be thankful I married Zubair. It silently funded your professional growth. You know, it was you I always loved anyway. And now we can finally be together. Finalize the divorce papers. But make sure Zubair doesn't know about it beforehand, because then he'll make sure I lose whatever shares I do have in the company and my access to our trust.
Mother, what the heck is going on here?
Will Zaida finally tell Zaina the truth? Or will she find a way out of it? All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Prisoner. Prisoner is a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special. All rights reserved. Unauthorized broadcast.